We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Chad Dukes versus the world on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, dude, you're listening to Chad Dukes versus the world.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Do you have that horror movie trailer that Brock made with Schwartz's laugh in it? Alright, CDBTW on the Fan. Thank you to Ryan Wilson for coming on the show. Controversy in the back office. Controversy behind the scenes. And the way that I handle controversy is it just, we take it to the air. Why waste all that good material? People backbiting.
There's a lot of controversy today. A lot going on.
There's police, there's protesters, there's...
It is a very weird day.
And that's not even half of it.
I walk by Schwartz's boss, and I'm like, hey, Gartel. And he's like, hey, I go, anything going on? He goes, well, you just got to keep moving forward, you know?
Just an extended lunch.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about that. Caribou coffee.
Did he mention anything about not a whole lot of digital... production in December?
No, and Schwartz is taking the entire month of December off. Yeah. I don't know how he's figured it out, but God bless him.
They're also giving him some days in November, too.
It's just unbelievable. It just goes to show you how needless he is around here. I didn't like that. Schwartz, if you could take a month off work, no disrespect, they can just go ahead and fire you.
It's a quiet month.
It's a very quiet month of December. So NFL, NHL, and NBA going on.
Hey, Dad.
College bowl games. So here's what happened. Eric quit.
Yeah.
He was the producer of Chad Dukes versus the World.
He couldn't hack it.
While he was producing, he took Brock Lesnar's old seat out in the outer vestibule here.
That Brock had been using for about 4 to 5 months. No one touched it. Everyone thought it was Brock.
Quite a power move, and there's no other chairs like that in this building.
Very so Brock. Bold.
Clearly handpicked that chair.
It's not just the chair, though. The workstation was Brock's.
Yeah.
Eric Goon handed him for it. Brock had, we got to remember, he had cocooned himself into that cubicle. Like, there was just, his garbage was everywhere.
He walled it off like his face.
So, he had big Tupperwares of baseball cards from 1991.
He John walled it off so badly, he broke his knee all open all over the place.
Broke my knee, man.
So, Eric quits immediately, and it's CK's fault. And
oh my God.
Well, I chose Brock and CK chose Eric, and he went with Eric. And so now here we are.
Wow. I didn't know all that.
So I'm like, because I care.
Yeah.
Brock is now executive producing the show again. Brock's old desk that has the better chair is now available.
Yes.
But the allegation that I heard is that Brock will not go back to his old desk because he feels slighted that Eric got the job. Which, again, accomplishes nothing because no revenge is being had on anyone except the fact that poor Tom Daly used to work where now Brock works, and so Tom is completely displaced.
By the way, just to make clear, it's not like he can't take his old desk back
it's
and his
right
old
there.
Computer. Vic is the biggest pushover in this building.
You just goonhand Vic.
And Brock gets here before Vic every day.
Well,
very easy.
Of course Brock gets here before Vic. Chris Russell gets here before Vic. So the allegation is that, Tom, you can't kind of go about your business the way that you normally do because you believe Brock is passive-aggressively making a statement by not taking his old desk back.
Yeah, I do think that there's a part of it where he's trying to prove a point that he's bigger than it.
That he's bigger than the better desk spot.
Right.
And chair.
Where Eric kind of soiled it, sullied that area.
I agree.
So now Brock... no interest in going back to the desk, which has now led to him sitting at my workstation and using the empty workstation next to it for, you know, all sorts of papers and cheese balls and all sorts of things.
Right, so, all of my stuff. None of that stuff is for the show that I work on.
But what about, I think that's secondary. There have been allegations that Brock has expanded over multiple workstations in the past.
He's like Crimea or something.
Crimea?
I'm like Crimea. Good one. While you take a month off from work, why don't you look at a map or a globe?
Crimea.
Coheed and Cambria.
Why haven't you taken your desk back, Brock?
Well, it was never my desk.
It was your desk.
Your actions would stipulate that you believed it to be your desk.
One of the things that Tom Daly mentioned, the Tupperware of cards, those are all show things. 90% of the things at that desk, at that spot, were show things. I'm the keeper of the history of the show. I've been on it longer than anyone else.
So, yes.
Except for Duke.
So, Brock,
well, obviously,
by saying that,
shorts.
That desk is a CDVTW workspace.
Well, that's a
which
good point.
Means that you should be back there. Whether it's your desk or not, you should be back there occupying that space again. You shouldn't be having Vic in that spot and then sitting in my spot and then occupying that like you did to that one the first time.
I'm going to go ahead and call it a safe space.
Yeah.
For Brock Leeson.
But as far as it being Thom's spot, I get here when he's producing Grant and Danny, and then I leave that spot when he's done producing Grant and Danny, and he goes over there, logs in for 15 seconds, and then leaves before Brendan Dar.
You're not acknowledging, well, that's a new thing that's happening. You're not acknowledging that you nest, that you spread out with all of your stuff. You're claiming it's for the show, but regardless of what you're up to, you have a tendency to pile garbage up until I wait for you to leave, then I throw all of your belongings away.
Yeah, I've watched you do it.
I've done it several times before.
I'm still mad that we don't have red peppers. Those are good red peppers.
There's another level to this, Dukes, that I don't think we've scratched the surface of yet. But so Tom Daly here gets extremely distraught when Brock leaves his stuff all over the place, right? But because they're such good friends, Tom doesn't want to confront Brock.
It.
So he just kind of screams at his desk, gets angry for about 15 minutes, and then internalizes it and then moves
Tom
on.
Tom angry? No.
So there's a lot of bottled up hostility there. The other thing is Brock is the last one to use that computer each day, and he keeps leaving it on when he leaves at night and comes back. Tom Daly comes in the morning, and the computer's all slow because Brock left it on overnight.
Yeah, so this is a major problem and I've talked to Brock about this on the side, and he has been better about doing it, but there would be days where the computer would be on all weekend logged in as
him. Oh, that's no good.
And then I would restart it on Monday morning. It would take 5 to 6 minutes to restart, and then I couldn't save anything for like under a minute.
And you're trying to get ready for your show early in the morning.
So it was starting to affect how the Grant and Danny show was being
operated.
Now,
would all of this be mitigated if Brock would simply just go back to where his desk was?
I think it would be, yes.
What do you say to that, Brock?
I guess I could go back to that spot.
Oh, my God.
But
it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, who is the statement being made to?
It's not a statement being made. I was introduced to a better spot. That computer over there has two screens.
But it's
closer to the production studio.
Right, but it's Tommy's spot because he's got to go do podcast stuff after the Grant Danny show's over.
He's
got to
put DC-ish up.
Mm-hmm. DC-ish has got to get up. The S word's got to be said lots and lots. Yeah. I understand.
56 times in
an hour. Right, that's productive.
Takes a while.
It's a productive way for someone to spend time editing the S word out 56 times out of a podcast.
After we've told him, please don't do that.
What are you producing, Big O and Dukes? Hey, so you're claiming you have a better work spot now, and that's why you won't give it up?
It's more advantageous for the job that I'm doing right now. That was presented to me when
it wasn't presented.
Happened.
It was not presented.
This is a lie. This is also a lie. He feels slighted about the gig, and he's making a passive aggressive statement. But nobody around here even knows he's making the statement.
Who? Eric's not even here
Eric's
anymore.
Not even here. He's somewhere making $100,000 a year.
And he said it was presented to him. He just took it.
Eric just keeps getting promoted while Brock's over there
like Crimea
fighting Crimea. All right, Brock, can we come to some sort of tete-a-tete here? What can we accomplish?
I can move the chair that Shorts hates over to the spot that I work in now.
No, because that's
where that way Tom Daly will be able to have that chair as well.
What is his brain doing?
I don't know. He's locked in on keeping that spot, man.
What the hell is going on?
What is the benefit of you staying there other than the passive-aggressive statement?
There's no statement. I don't need to make a passive-aggressive. That's where I don't understand any of this in the first place. It's a better spot.
It's more conducive to the hard work I need to do.
When we found out that Eric had left or was leaving, I asked you, are you going to go back to that spot? Your answer without looking at me was, maybe.
That's passive aggressive.
That's all it was.
I don't remember that happening.
Brock's argument would be me walking into CK's office, because I don't have an office, sitting down in his chair and saying, well, this is better. So this is mine now. Like, it's not my office.
He's still trying to consider moving.
Hey, CK comes in and goes, hey, Chad, will you get up out of my desk?
Maybe.
Well, but he'll bring his chair to your room, though.
Jeez. All of the producers share those computers. There's no one computer that belongs to anyone, I guess, except for Tom Daly.
Well, clearly one belongs to you now.
No, obviously not. I mean,
two do.
Yeah, you got to confine yourself to one desk, by the way, Brock. And I remember that's the only computer I've ever seen Tom work on is the one that I now see you at. So this happened very recently.
Yep.
Well, it was presented to him.
There's no overlap.
Who presented you the option? You said that
it was
twice.
The only computer available one day when I came in.
Who presented you? Did Gartel walk over and say, this is where we'd like you to work
One
now?
Guy was sitting one place, and then Landfill was sitting across from him, and then there was that spot. So
you,
when
you
I
literally
went though,
to- you could wheel Landfill into the elevator and click up, and we'll never see him again. And he doesn't do any work. So if you want to work where Landfill's working, you're more than welcome to do that. Because you would be working, which Landfill doesn't do before the show. Landfill sits there and organizes his snacks for the afternoon. So here's my gobstoppers. Here's my nerds. Here's my strawberry milkshake whoppers. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's going to throw up.
He puked. George just puked on the floor.
No, not towards me. Not towards me.
I'll sit where Landfill's been sitting. Landfill and I will trade.
Is that cool? No. Trading with Landfill doesn't help the situation.
He needs a trash can.
Oh, yeah. Bring him a trash can. Bring him a trash can, please.
Do it on mic.
Hurry up.
Do it on mic.
Hurry up. JT doesn't know how to produce a radio show. He's sitting there mincing away.
Not towards me.
He's looking for a trash can and a bottle of pickle Gatorade.
Get the mic down by.
No, we're good. We're good. We're good. Nothing's coming out. We're good. Somebody in, though.
Oh, get out of here. Go to the bathroom. JT, where are the paper towels?
You can't make me laugh that hard.
I didn't know I was making you laugh until you puked.
You presented me with an opportunity to throw up.
This is the guy who wants to have his segment returned to the show.
Don't touch the door handle, Shorts.
All right. We need a Clorox.
Get that.
Tell
Vic to get that trash can out of here. It smells like puke in here now.
Vic, come get the can.
All right, Tom, get out. Okay, at Crash in the Net. Follow him on Twitter. Thank you. You guys.
At Thom Radio on Instagram.
There you go. You're not allowed to plug that. You work for Intercom now.
No, sorry.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Oh, boy. I bet they're happy to be associated with this segment right here. My God. We're going to need Benjamin Franklin services in the bathroom after the show here. Schwartz goes in there to vomit. You took a good look at your water heater? It's not pretty. Go ahead and check that bad boy out or don't. Call Benjamin Franklin. They can check it out and know what they're looking into. Don't wait till it's too late to replace your aging pipes and equipment. The awesome plumbers at Benjamin Franklin will take the time to explain every problem you got and give you the straightforward pricing that includes parts, labor, and equipment removal. Best of all, they guarantee their work, so you know you can trust them. $100 off a new water heater today just by dropping Big Shooter's name. Say, hey, Chad's got guys laughing so hard they're throwing up in the studio on his segment, and they'll give you $100 off your new water heater today. To get that, all you got to do is dial 877-BEN-1776. That's 877-BEN-1776, and make sure you tell them Chad Duke sent you. I got out of control really quickly. Landfill, what did you think of that segment? I didn't hear from you at all.
I mean, it's hard to really have, you know, too much of a coherent thought after how it ended. I actually kind of thought that Shorts had a point initially. We were talking about this a little bit yesterday.
Until he started puking?
But when you start puking on the air because you're such a buffoon, I feel like I just can't go with you anymore.
Yeah. I'd like to be sympathetic towards Brock Plight because he's my guy, and I want him to have what he needs to work here, but I don't understand anything about his argument. That's the only issue.
And no, yet it's still better than the guy who vomited on the air.
Well, Shorts is the most nonsensical person maybe that's ever existed, so I don't know if that's saying all that much. All right, first hour in the books. It was a weird one. If you missed any of it, get that radio.com at click rewind. Tom Daly put a video of Shorts puking in the studio up on his Twitter. I think it's Tom Daly, too. I don't know why on earth you'd want to watch that, but if you'd like to, go ahead and check it out. We will switch things up. Chase Hughes and countdown to kickoff in the 3 o'clock hour. How's that sound? Does that sound good? Sounds good to me. Speaking of Thursday Night Football, listen to it right here on 106.7 The Fan. Very cool. All right. Many apologies for this, but we're going to go to Byron Kerr. Well, not apologizing. I love Byron Kerr. Love his updates. But got to go catch an update with him. Get caught up on some spots. We'll be back in about 3 minutes with Chase Hughes talking some Zards. You're listening to CDBTW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.